Okay, so I'm Annie, and I am a compulsive overeater and a sugar addict. And I think I started out that way. I was one of those kids. My mom had tuberculosis when I was born, so she was in a sanitarium, and I was the first year of my life. I lived with my aunt and cousins, and I was raised on sweetened condensed milk because that was the formula at the time. And so yeah, I had a sweet tooth from the get-go. And food was more.
Oh no, she froze.
I wonder if she can go out and come back in.
Annie, if you can hear us, you may need to turn off your video for a better connection.
Maybe she'll try to come back in now.
Okay, yeah, maybe so. Yeah.
Darn good start, though, don't you think?
Yeah. Yes.
So sorry, guys.
Oh, it's
I
not
my,
you.
the whole house lost internet. I don't know why, but it's back. And I guess I'll just make this short and sweet. So my mom always told me my nickname was Big Annie, and I never looked at myself from my chin down. My mom bugged me about my eating and my food intake all my life, and started taking me to the pediatrician to see about getting me on weight control, something to do something about my weight when I was just a kid, elementary school. And I can remember stealing food, getting in the cupboard where she kept all the baking goods and stealing food, and getting caught and getting chewed out for it. But I did it anyway. I could never get enough. And so life just went on like that until, I mean, my mom was a great cook, and we always had dessert until my dad got diabetes. And then all of a sudden, we didn't have desserts anymore, except for what she would put in our lunches, which we took to school, but I always made sure that I was the baker in the family. So I always made sure there was something good to put in the lunches, when I was, so I also got into alcohol very early in my life, probably at, well, I started cleaning up after my parents' cocktail parties. And I can remember my kid brother yelling at me that if I made too much mo noise on Saturday morning during the cartoons and woke mom and dad up, they'd be mad at us. And that's because I was drunk cleaning up from their cocktail parties. So, cartoon Saturdays. So I think, probably when I was 13, 14 years old, I started stealing from my dad's liquor cabinet. At that point, his mom was living with us too, and she was stealing from the liquor cabinet. And both of us were topping up his bottles with water and probably made his alcoholism last a lot longer. But yeah, so I left home at 17, and I went above the Arctic Circle, as far away from my home as I could get. And, met a guy in a bar, and eventually we got married, and I got pregnant, and we had kids. And, I never paid attention to my weight. I never paid attention to what I was eating. Our house was the biggest house in the neighborhood. Everybody came over for the parties, and I was always cooking and hosting. And that was great, until I was, and he left me for another woman, left me with two kids in a house in the middle of nowhere in Alaska, and I ended up getting sober. and clean. And I was 36 years old. And I started working the program and I did steps every day. And I, got a sponsor and did everything and stayed sober. But it wasn't, but my weight never changed. I mean, well, I first quit drinking, it went down, but then it went right back up again, And it wasn't until I was 60 years old that I came into this program. And what happened was I was talking to my sponsor in the beverage program, and I said to her, I had just lost a weight loss competition in the beverage program and lost $25. And I said to her, I can't get out of the swimming pool with my grandson in my arm. He was like taking, beginning swimming classes. And I couldn't climb up out of the pool with this kid in my arms. And she said, "Well, why don't you come to an OA meeting with me?" And so I went to my first OA meeting. I was 60 years old. I weighed almost 300 pounds. And I had been that way since I'd been pregnant at 26 years old. I had never been below 200 pounds since I was pregnant. So I started going to OA. And I knew that the program worked because I had been sober for over almost 20 years at that point. So I knew it worked. But, and I would get some abstinence, and then something would happen. It would be a holiday, it would be a vacation, it would be a birthday, and I would think I could have one taste, one bite, and I'd be off and running again. And I did that for 8.5 years. I went to a nutritionist because I didn't know what a 60-year-old woman should eat. I didn't know what a normal portion size was. I didn't know what a basic diet was. So I went to a nutritionist, got a food plan, weighed and measured for probably the first year and a half, so I knew what a portion size should be for me and all of that. But I just kept relapsing. And finally, one day, and I kept going to meetings and I kept working with my sponsor and I kept doing the steps, I kept doing everything. And finally, one day, I went to a meeting on a Wednesday night and there was a winter retreat coming up. And I said at that retreat, I'm going to get abstinent at this retreat. And as I'm leaving the meeting, this woman that I really admired said to me, "Why wait?" And I thought, So I got abstinent the next day. And I got to tell you, the withdrawal from sugar was so bad that I don't remember that retreat. I spent most of it in the bathroom. My brain fog was so intense and I was so sick that I think that's what kept me abstinent probably for the next 2 or 3 months, just remembering how miserable I felt. And then it was like, wow, I've been abstinent for 3 months. Maybe it's the sugar. And finally, it clicked that I was as addicted to sugar as I had ever been to drugs or alcohol. And if I kept the sugar out of my life, out of my food, then maybe I could stay abstinent. And that's exactly what happened. And so I've been abstinent now for it'll be 5 years at the end of January. And what an amazing gift it has been. The first thing I came to understand was that I had been stuffing my feelings forever. I didn't know what feelings were. I didn't have a clue how to deal with them because I didn't recognize them. Even when I was in working the 12-step program in the beverage program, I still didn't have feelings because I was stuffing them with food. Good feelings and bad feelings. It didn't matter. I just didn't feel. I stayed numb. And so once I finally got abstinent and stopped being numb all the time, what an amazing gift that was to myself to actually begin to learn who I was and what a joy life was. And I mean, I gotta tell you guys, I've been under 200 pounds for almost 4 years now. I rafted the Grand Canyon with my grandkids, which is truly amazing to me. I never thought I'd be able to do that, let alone get in and out of a raft. And so I have done so many amazing things since I have come into this program. And I gotta tell you, the one thing I want to do is I want to maintain the quality of the life that I have today. And to do that, I have to stay abstinent. I have to keep going to meetings. I have to keep talking to people and listening to people and talking to my higher power and praying and doing everything that I can to maintain the quality of my life. When I wander into the kitchen because I'm bored or, something's going on in my life, the first thing I do is say thank you to my higher power, because that's when I remember that I'm a compulsive overeater. I say thank you to my higher power and I get out of the kitchen because there's so many other things I can do. I can pick up literature, I can write, I can have fun, I can go for a walk. I can jump in this. I got a swimming pool in my backyard in Washington, which is pretty unusual, but I can do that too. The other thing I share, I got something last night. Faith without works is dead. That's a quote that many of us know. Willingness without action is a fantasy. And I have to remember that. I may have all the willingness in my life to stay in this program, but if I'm not doing the action, then it's just a fantasy. So today, it's doing the action that's important to me. And short and sweet, that's what I got. Thank you.